Hey, how y'all doing out there? I got some old crazy news for y'all. R. Kelly getting ready to tell on everybody. And when I say everybody, I mean everybody. Jay-Z, Jermaine Dupri, Tina Knowles, Matthew Knowles, Kanye West, Usher, just about everybody in the music industry. Now, the stuff he got to say may or may not be true, but the things they said about him may be or may not be true. They ain't have enough evidence to put him in jail for the rest of his life, but he ain't gonna be in jail for the rest of his life because he got dirt on everybody, and somebody gonna pay to get that man out of jail. Bill Cosby got his back. It's a whole bunch of people rallying behind R. Kelly, and they don't look like he gonna be in there long. Look at this, y'all. R. Kelly plans to snitch on multiple celebrity pedos, a rapper, and a huge singer. Now, R. Kelly done did 2 full albums with Jay-Z, been on tour with this man, been in the studio with this man. He did a lot of songs with a lot of rappers, but he ain't never spent as much time with any of them other dudes than he did with Jigga Man. Plus, they both was dating Aaliyah. How do you think Jay-Z even met Aaliyah? Me personally, I don't feel like Jay-Z had nothing to do with that foolishness, but he is some leverage in this R. Kelly case, and he got enough money to pay the bill to get that man up out of jail. The insider who has known R. Kelly for decades explained, R. Kelly and his team are working with the feds to reduce his prison time. He'll provide evidence against other celebrity pedos, and they'll reduce his sentence time. This ain't nothing but divide and conquer. Allegations against allegations. I know Jermaine Dupri somewhere hiding under his bed right now. If things go the way R. Kelly want them to go, half of Black Hollywood gonna be sitting up in jail. And it's a bunch of freaky females out there too. Queen Latifah, you better watch out. Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith gonna be in the chain gang. When R. Kelly come home, he ain't gonna have nobody to spend time with. Michael Jordan gonna be behind bars. He ain't gonna have nobody to play basketball with. He gonna have to get one of the machines from Chuck E. Cheese just to shoot some hoops. And to be real with y'all, if R. Kelly really wanted to be nasty, he could make up a whole lot of stories on some people, because that's the same thing they did with him, had girls sitting up there on the news laughing while they telling stories on R. Kelly.
He beat me with a shoe, a size 12 foot Air Force One, and he beat me all over, which felt like hours, and I was whelped all the way from my neck down.
These girls sitting up there laughing and lying, and the jury found him guilty on all counts when these girls couldn't even keep a straight face when they was making up these stories on that man. And the same girls that talking about he did all this bad stuff when he had money, they was the main ones defending R. Kelly.
Two women who live with R. Kelly are defending him and their relationship with him in the strongest terms. 21-year-old Azriel Clary and 23-year-old Joycelyn Savage told us they love Kelly, while their families claim he has brainwashed them.
You know, how do we say this without being inappropriate? Is this a three-way relationship, or do you each have a separate relationship with him? How does this work?
Well, I'm curious.
Yeah,
we both have our individual relationships with him, and we all are family all together. We have our moments where we sit and watch movies all together. We go to amusement parks all together.
I'm not talking about Azriel going to movies and sitting watching, going to parks. I'm talking about is it a three-way sexual relationship?
Sexually? Well, first of all, I'm not here to talk about my personal life.
Okay.
And I would never share with no one what I do in or outside of the bedroom. And as a woman, I'm sure you would not either.
Yes. No, I wouldn't, but okay then. Next question. No.
This girl done snapped on Gail King like a turtle. R. Kelly got so much leverage to get out of jail, he might be home by next week, y'all. And plus, these same girls that was messing with R. Kelly was dealing with other celebrities every time they come by to the studio to work with R. Kelly. Here go Azriel. Here go the other one. Allegedly, he was passing these girls along too. Not to mention they had cameras all up in the studio. If R. Kelly quick to record himself, y'all know he was recording other people. They might not have knew he was recording other people, but he was recording them. And the reason why he was recording everything, because he knew these girls' parents was using stuff to blackmail him. So he had to have some blackmail, y'all.
That is a lie. I was not having sex with him at 17.
Why would they want to lie about you, their daughter?
Okay, so when I first met Robert, my parents told me to lie about my age. So when I met him, he thought that I was 18. On top of that, when I was 17, my parents were actually making me, trying to get me to take photos with him, take sexual videos with him, all kinds of stuff.
Wait. Your parents encouraged you to do sexual videos with R. Kelly?
Yes. And they said, because if they ever have to blackmail him, what they're trying to do now, they can use it against him, which is exactly what they're doing.
There's been so many years that, you know, I've gone without even bringing them up or thinking about them that I've really just lost touch with them. And that's definitely the most heartbreaking thing, like not being able to see your brother or your dad for 3-4 years and you still not wanting to hug them. And it's tough, but I'm getting there and I'm appreciative of that. So,
as you can see, everybody that was in this man corner done flipped on him. Now it's only right that he flip on everybody else. And honestly, what R. Kelly got to lie about? He know who did what, when, where, and why. He facing life in prison. He ain't got nothing to lose, y'all. And the reason why I showed y'all them clips of his ex-girlfriends, because them was his bottom females. Them was the only people he had in his corner after all them relationships he had in the music industry. Wasn't nobody standing by his side. And the people that was standing by his side done switched up on him. He about to tell on everybody, y'all. And even Bill Cosby came out and said that he got R. Kelly back. And y'all already know Bill Cosby got a whole bunch of money. Bill Cosby feel like R. Kelly got railroaded at sex trafficking trial. Now this man know a thing or two about getting done dirty in court. Bill Cosby feels R. Kelly got railroaded in his sex trafficking trial that ended on Monday with convictions on all 9 counts against him, according to the newly freed comedian's rep. Cosby believes the pervert singer was screwed and that he was going to catch a break during the month-long trial, according to his spokesperson. He said the deck was stacked against Robert. His constitutional rights were grossly abused. I don't know anywhere but in this country, in the United States, that a documentary can bring criminal charges against somebody. Now, I'm gonna let y'all know this right now. Bill Cosby gonna be the one to get R. Kelly out of jail, because either Lawrence Fishburne gonna play R. Kelly in the movie or Bill Cosby gonna play R. Kelly in the movie. Either way it go, when R. Kelly come home, he gonna make his own documentary exposing Azriel Clary, all them other victims. He gonna be exposing them in the movie. He gonna be exposing Jay-Z, all them other rappers and singers in his movie. And he got every right to do that there, because that's what they did with him. Now, I would really hate to see all these black people going back and forth with each other. They gonna have a Jay-Z trial, Jermaine Dupri trial. Usher already been in court. They about to drag him back up in there. Missy Elliott, they said she a freak. I can go on and on and on and on for years about all the black celebrities that can get caught up in some dirt. And really, as a black person, you guilty when you step up in the courtroom anyway. They just trying to figure out how much time they gonna give you. You already convicted for the most part. Johnny Cochran gone. Ain't no lawyers out there to get no black people off. Y'all gonna have to let me know how y'all feel about this in the comment section, man. Do R. Kelly got every right to tell on these people that he allegedly about to tell on? Because, man, look, I know it's gonna be some money flying around here. The Bentley dealership gonna be fully in stock. All that fake jewelry gonna be sitting on the shelves. These rappers need to get their R. Kelly money together, because he coming, he like the boogeyman. Him and Bill Cosby like a tag team duo. They about to body slam all they ass. Y'all gotta let me know how y'all feel about this, man. Make sure y'all do me a big, big favor. Hit that like button and subscribe to the channel. Also, hit that notification button, y'all. Don't forget to show me some love, because all I ever do is show y'all some love. You understand me? Also, hit that Cash App too, $SeanBlazeDots. I would so appreciate that. Hit me off with a little something, something in the video. I'ma give y'all a shout out on my next video, man. And with that being said, y'all gotta let me know how y'all feel about this, man. And if you haven't subscribed to the channel, yeah.
You know you want to, you might as well subscribe. You know you want to, you might as well subscribe. You know you want to, you might as well subscribe. You know you want to, you might as well subscribe. You know you want to, you might as well subscribe. You know you want to, you might as well subscribe. You know you want to, you might as well subscribe. as well subscribe. You know you want to, you might as well subscribe.
Sean got the jocks, I'm keeping it funky like some socks. Ponytail with the box, and my cell phone look like a box. Try not to get shell shocked when I start busting out the docks. I got secret video tapes of your mom cussing out your pops. All over a box of corn pops, this rhythm got your pop.